When I first met my boyfriend, I had broken my leg. I was hobbling along, and he came upon me. And he held me up and helped me along. We began talking and talking.
Sometimes
we found out we had quite a lot in common.
It was quite funny when we
both spent time
with the wall.
Like two dumplings with our fingers. And soon enough, we felt that deeper bond.
Sometimes he was sitting on the table, but I couldn't get off.
But my leg healed.
I don't know why.
I was sleeping when I woke up. And then I was walking.
If I was
running.
Look past.
Put on a
spot that's too hard to get down from.
They wander.
Have you seen it?
The broken arm.
It's distress.
This other woman, her eyes are partially distracted, and he kept staring partially distracted. And the light fell off.
Shadow. That's the eyes.
The glass.
Shadow.
That's the eyes. Partially distracted.
Shadow.
Glass. Partially distracted. He could not partially distracted.
Shadow. Shadow.
Eyes. He must.
I just
there was invisible light. Like all the other
eyes. There's something interesting about the shadow.
It's
changed in between now. But it's not that's collapsed.
It's just something. It's just something come on.
Mystery.
Mystery.
There's a little mystery in our
lives. I'm so distraught.
But all the way.
Good one.
Things that are out of the
something. Strange. Drawn and attractive. But I thought it.
I kind of want to see the
The idea is destructive, or partially destructive.
Everyone's destructive.
It's like a stone.
I can't stand down. I just want to follow them. I want to see what makes them different. How do they come back to us?
I want to see that.
They've got some story there.
I want to write it.
I want to see that.
That could be.
I want to see something.
Pleasure.
I can't
say things to them. Something. Dangerous
backwards.
As
hard as I am. It's
hard to learn to go.
I can't become a kid.
You lost me.
I can't hold myself.
When I first met my boyfriend, I had broken my leg. I was hobbling along, and he came upon me, and he held me up, and helped me along, and began talking.
Sometimes
we found out we had quite a lot in common.
It was quite funny when
we both spent time
dancing with the ball.
Like two dumplings with our fingers, and soon enough, we felt that deeper bond between us.
Sometimes he was sitting on the table, and I couldn't get off.
But my leg healed.
I don't know how to fucking get off.
I was still going on, but then I got off.
If I was
running,
you look
at me.
Put on a spot that's too hard to get down from.
They wandered.
And you see it.
The broken arm.
It's distress.
And this other woman, her eye was missing. And he kept staring at her. Not horrified, but curious. He was more like wow. And
I wanted to know where the eye had gone.
He forgot about me. I was sitting there right next to him.
And he just
didn't see me. I was invisible, like all the other
houses
in the
world. There's something interesting about the shadow. The sockets collapsed.
It's just something.
There's just something
come on.
Mystery. Mystery. There's a little mystery in our lives.
Maybe that's how we all are.
That's all I'm
it's
saying.
Like when things go wrong and others.
Things that are out of the ordinary.
Strangely.
Drawn and
attractive.
Because
about it.
I kind of want to see things to
serve the idea of the person. Destructive. Partially destructive. Partially destructive.
I'm years long ago, these lovers fled away into the storm. Ever let the fancy roam, and they are gone, never as gone. Ages long ago, these lovers fled away into the storm. Oh, what can ail thee, knight at arms, alone and palely loitering? The sedge has withered from the lake, and no birds sing. Soon, wild commotion shook him, and made flush all the immortal fairness of his limbs. Most like the struggle at the gate of death, or liker still to one who should take leave of pale immortal death, and with a pang as hot as death's is chill, with fierce convulse, die into life. Die into life. Oh, what can ail thee? Die into life. Alone and pale and white, die into life. The sedge has withered from the lake, and no birds sing to life. Fair youth, beneath the trees, thou canst not leave thy song, nor ever can those trees be there. Old lover, never, never canst thou kiss the women near the goal. Yet, do not grieve, she cannot fail. Though thou hast not thy bliss, or ever wilt thou love, and she be fair. I met a lady in the woods, full beautiful, a fairy's child. Her hair was long, her foot was light, and her eyes were wild. She looked at me as she did love, and made sweet moan. And there I shut her wild, wild eyes. Kisses.
Mute, thou remainest. Mute,
thou remainest. Yet I can read the wondrous lesson in thy silent face. Lesson in thy silent face.
Mute,
thou remainest.
Mute.
Where a sweet fire was breathed from a land of fragrance, quietness, and trees and flowers. Full of calm joy it was, as all its grief, love in a hut, with water and a crust, is love.
Forgive us, cinders, ashes, dust.
Love in a palace is perhaps at last more grievous torment than a hermit's fast. That is a doubtful tale from fairyland, hard for the non-elect to understand.
And slumber,
forgive us,
in the arms,
forgive us,
of melody. And slumber, in the arms of melody.
Forgive us, forgive
and
us.
Slumber,
she forgot
in the arms of melody, and
she forgot
and slumber
about the trees,
the arms
and
of melody
got
the dells where waters run, and
she forgot
the stars
and green moon
and sun, and she forgot the bloom above the trees. And she forgot the dells where waters run. And she forgot the chilly autumn breeze.
In the drear night of December, too happy, happy tree, thy branches ne'er remember their green felicity. The north cannot undo them with a sleepy whistle through them. Your frozen thawings glue them from budding at the shoulder. In dream night of December, too happy, happy feet, thy bubblings may remember Apollo's summer. With a sweet forgetting, they stay their crystal threading, never, never petting about the frozen time.
many a gentle girl and boy. But were there ever any writhed not at passive joy? The feel of not to feel it, when there is none to heal it, nor numbed sense to steal it, was never so annoying. That I might drink and leave the world unseen, and with thee fade away into the forest green. Fade far away, dissolve, and quite forget. Fade far away, dissolve, and quite forget. Fade far away, dissolve, and quite forget. Already with thee, tender is the night, the day is gone, and all its sweets are gone. Sweet voice, sweet lips, soft hand and softer breast, warm breath, tranced whisper, tender semitone, bright eyes, accomplished shape, and languorous waist. Faded the flower and all its budded charms, faded the sight of beauty from my eyes, faded the shape of beauty from my arms, faded the voice, warmth, whiteness, paradise. Vanished unseasonably at shut of eve, when the dusk holiday or holly night of fragrant curtained love begins to weave the woof of darkness thick for hid delight. But as I've read love's missal through today, he'll let me sleep, seeing I fast and pray.
Fame, like a wayward girl, will still be coy to those who woo her with two slavish knees, but makes surrender to some thoughtless boy, and dotes the more upon her heart of hers. To her and be a then, if she likes it, she will follow you. Fame. Can death be sleep when life is but a dream, and scenes of bliss pass as a phantom by? Transient pleasures as a vision seem, and yet we think the greatest pains to die. How strange it is that man on earth should roam and lead a life of woe, but not forsake his rugged path, nor dare he view alone his future doom that approaches but to awake. Summer luxury he has never done with his delights, for when tired out with fun he rests at ease beneath some pleasant weed. The poetry of earth is never dead.
Already with thee, tender is the night.
Heard melodies are sweet, but those unheard are sweeter. Therefore ye soft pipes play on, not to the sensual ear, but more endeared pipe to the spirit ditties of no tone, of no tone,
no tone,
of no tone.
The voice I hear this passing night was heard in ancient days by emperor and clown.
Oh, sweet fancy, let her loose. Everything is spoiled by use.
By emperor and clown.
At a touch, sweet pleasure melteth, like to bubbles when rain pelteth. Let
Then let winged fancy find dear mistress to thy mind.
Dear mistress to thy mind.
Dear mistress to thy mind. Let then winged fancy find thee a mistress to thy mind.
Dear mistress
to thy mind. Let then winged fancy find thee a mistress to thy mind.
Tender is the night.
Mortal, that thou mayst understand aright, I humanize my sins to thy sins, making comparisons of no comparisons. Or thou mightst better
listen to the wind,
whose language is to thee a barren noise,
though it blows originally through the trees.
Should disappointment, parent of despair, strive for her son to seize my careless heart, when like a cloud he sits upon the air,
preparing on his spellbound prey to dart, chase him away,
sweet
heart,
with visage bright, and fright him as the moon.